Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst and Super Bowl winning head coach, joins us here this morning.
I always start with that ring. I know Coach likes to get into, you know, the NFL Network, but once you get that ring for anybody that's lost a couple.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
You know, Coach, if you get the AFC Championship ring, and I have two of those, you can't wear them around here. you gotta have the real thing.
That's the loser's ring. Why don't you wear the loser's ring?
Joe's got a couple of them. That's it.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, trade deadline coming up. We saw pretty good bang yesterday with the Cowboys and Raiders. Trade for Amari Cooper has been up and down. He's a kid from here in South Florida. What'd you think of the trade overall?
Well, interesting. Obviously, we're having a garage sale in Oakland. You know, it's all about the future. They pick up a first-round pick. And from a team in Dallas that you know, this could be a top 10, top 15 pick. And I think Oakland now has three first-rounders going into next year's draft. So clearly it's all, you know, they're cutting bait here on this year, and it's all about the future. For Dallas, could he be that impact player? There has been some inconsistencies about Amari Cooper. He can go in there, and we know he can do it. He has the physical skill.
Right.
You know, he's got good hands. It's not like, okay, this is a guy that has a hit. Now, whether it's lack of interest, whether it's a situation, I don't know. You don't know until you work with the young man. Could it be a good move for Dallas? Sure. Does it make them a championship-caliber team now? Are they that one player away? I don't know that I buy that.
Coach, was Oakland that bad that they need to start, you know, selling off all their players? I mean, I know they're kind of having an up-and-down season or a bad season this year, but they have a decent roster. Like, I'm just surprised that they're just kind of selling off all their best players now.
Yeah, evidently, you know, and in terms, that's the view that they have, you know, and you look at Derek Carr, I still think Derek Carr, you know, in 2015 and 16, the guy was brilliant. He was, you know, 30 touchdowns, a single digit or just above interception ratio, above 60%, you know, but there's a lot of things going on around him the last 2 years, the injury and everything else is going on, the inconsistency, the change in coordinator, you know, when he comes in. You know, when you can start with that guy, that's pretty good. And it looks like, you know, when they came in, there's a reason a job is available now, you know, because the team's not very good. And Gruden comes in and the roster needs to be revamped. And now they got three first-round picks, and they're going to start again next year and kind of go from there. And we'll see how good they can really be. But when you start with a quarterback that can be pretty good, that's a pretty good starting point.
Coach, maybe the biggest NFL shocker of the weekend is a guy I know you're familiar with, Justin Tucker, missing an extra point. I've been raving about this guy because every time he kicks against the Dolphins, he'll kick like 5 50-yard field goals, like they're extra points. To see him miss that kick, he was shocked in his face. I was shocked watching on TV. What'd you think of that, and just how good is this guy as a kicker?
Oh, he's the best. He's the best in the league. John Harbaugh afterwards said, you don't worry about him. But, you know, he is human. The story here in the Mid-Atlantic is – what are the bigger odds? Winning the Mega Millions and it's 1.6 million, exactly. Or Justin Tucker missing another extra point?
Gosh,
I don't
exactly
know which has bigger odds, because this guy's spectacular. He's the best, most consistent kicker in the National Football League, and it was stunning. The look on his face was telling. In what was really a really good game, it was a great game, and you give kudos to New Orleans to go on the road and get that win. They got to go on the road and play Minnesota now. This, you know, back, they can win in Baltimore and in Minnesota. I think the Saints are planting a flag saying, come on, Rams, it's you and us, let's get after
it. Let's do it.
But the Ravens are going to be right there. But and great comeback with the offense. But for him to miss that, you know, there wasn't, and everybody, including New Orleans Saints, were getting ready for overtime.
Coach, we're now 2 weeks into Brocktober. Brock Osweiler down here in Miami with the game Thursday night against Houston. What have you seen so far from Brock that you like or don't like?
You got to like what you see the last two games from Brock Osweiler. You really do. What what I'm seeing different in Brock Osweiler previously, and maybe it was the bravado, the big contract, I got to show I'm the man. He was writing checks his body couldn't cash. In other words, his confidence was letting him make throws like he was a big-time quarterback that his arm just couldn't deliver on, and he was throwing a lot of picks. He seems much more, I don't want to say restrained, but much more judicious about where he's throwing. His completion percentage is up, not throwing the interception. So if he can continue with that, if he can afford to do that, that's the difficulty, because if you're a team that's not playing really good defense right now, you got to take some chances, because if you just play within, you color between the lines and don't take some chances, then you just tend to bleed to death slowly because you're not good enough to hold up.
Coach, you're familiar with the Jacksonville thing, I think a little bit in Baltimore, except you just won more games, but you got a situation, a quarterback's not playing well, you got a great defense, and now it looks like it's affecting, Blake Bortles' play is affecting those guys on defense. What do you do when you're the head coach? He just named him the starter for this next game. You're not scoring a lot of points. I know you got some key guys out, but those guys on defense don't want to hear about it. What do you do when you're the head coach? You don't want to lose those big guys that dominate for you on defense. You had those guys. What do you do?
Well, here's the problem. Watching them after the game, and Jalen Ramsey, who's obviously the quote king, he was doing the typical, I confess they did it routine of the players. Well, we know why we're bad, but we can't talk about it, and we'll just get right. better. Saying, okay, it's all – well, you know what? I'm doing a bit on Playbook tomorrow, our show on the NFL Network. There's some guys on defense that need to look in the mirror because they're turning stuff down. I mean, it's embarrassing a couple times where they're turning down hits. So it's not just the quarterback.
Right.
This team's got some issues that they have to take accountability. They are a good defense, but that needs to start showing up, because right now, they've got the numbers, but they're not playing dominant defense in the running game. Now, I realize Fournette's not there, but, the formula last year was simple. Play good defense, run the ball, and quarterback just does enough to win. And right now, they're missing all three components.
Brian, what do you do now if you're the Arizona Cardinals and Patrick Peterson says he wants out, he wants to be traded in the next week? You get rid of the guy? Yeah. What do you try to do there if he's your best player?
That's a tough one, because as the organization, it's you then start a fire sale and everybody else wants to get in line saying, well, what about me? And what's the value you can get? This is a tough place for an organization. It's a new coach. This is your best player on defense. Still think he's pretty darn good. If you're going to build towards the future and you believe that's where you're at, you've got your young quarterback, you're going to kind of try to limp through this year, restructure for next year and go. Maybe could you get a good, we just talked about the Oakland Raiders and them, picking up an extra first round pick. If he's that dissatisfied there, that's something certainly you got to think about, but that's going to send repercussions through your team. You just don't do that ill-advisedly.
Coach, you think the trade deadline's going to be active? I know we saw a little bit of a surprise yesterday. You expect there'll be a lot of moves made in the next week?
Not a lot. It's hard. It's not like baseball and basketball where you can shift these contracts around. The contract ramifications in the NFL make it a little bit tougher. We may see a couple moves, but I don't think it's going to be dramatic.
By the way, Coach, how good is, and it might be just the best ticket in professional sports this year, I would pay top dollar, because we're going to talk about that a little bit in a minute here. How about Kansas City and the Rams playing in Mexico? How good is that ticket?
Wow, huge. I mean, this is pretty good. You talked about the matchups. There's two teams I'm fascinated to see play Kansas City. The Rams, and then later on, the Baltimore Ravens, whose defense is, as usual, it's pretty darn good. Just to see what they do. We saw with the New England Patriots some of the unique things they did in the first half that confused Mahomes, but he kind of cracked the code in the second half. Aaron Donald has coming off a 4-sack game. This is going to be an interesting matchup. And that's an offense, obviously, is Kansas City's been holding up well, but they've not had to face a team like this Ram team. So this is going to be yeah, you're right. This is going to be worth the price of admission.
Yeah, it'll be a fun game to watch. All right, so Coach, I got to tell you this. Last weekend, our own Hollywood goes up to Tampa to go see his alma mater play a little football game, and guess what he did? He went to SeatGeek.com and he used your promo code Billick. He got
to save some money.
He got $20 off his first purchase. He was very excited to come in here today and tell us all about it. Coach, tell us more about that. But how about the fact he used your code? He got the money off. It was a nice day for him and the fam.
I love it. I love it. And I can expect my check in the mail, right?
That's right. That's right. Yes. Correct. Correct.
$20 being saved, you know, a couple bucks here and there. No, I mean, we've talked about it. The SeatGeek's the best. You know, the best part about it is, to me, it gives you an informed idea of what you're paying for the ticket. It's color coded. Tells you whether it's a good buy or a bad guy. I remember the legendary Art Rooney saying, I don't mind overpaying for a good player. I just don't want to overpay for a bad one. Well, it's the same way with tickets. I don't mind overpaying for a good ticket. I just don't want to overpay for a bad ticket. You're an informed consumer with SeatGeek.com. And as you said, you get that $20 off. And you don't even have to send me a commission.
That just tells you Coach is doing pretty well, that he doesn't need that commission.
That's right. Go to SeatGeek.com, enter the promo code Billick, and $20 off your first purchase. Brian, we love having you on the show.
Thanks so much.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great.
All right, SeatGeek.com and Brian Billick, very nice.
He's popular everywhere he goes now.
How about Hollywood using the promo code and getting some cash off?
It was a very hot ticket.
That's it.
USF UConn, very thankful for that app. I actually did use it. I got $20 off.
Yeah, but you just want to save money.
I mean, listen, we got great seats
right on the 50-yard line.
Look at that.
All right, good.
They're like $10 each.
Good.
Promo code Billick if you go to SeatGeek.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.